Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Tommy Dreamer, Mickey James, and I have a wonderful show for you, the Busted Open Nation. It's been 7 years since three of the four horsewomen debuted on Monday Night Raw. Mickey James gives her all-time four horsewomen, plus she gives her take on the women's evolution. Also, there's a bit of a rant-off. Yeah, from time to time, I can have a rant, but so can my brother Don LaGreca. We do that on this episode of the Busted Open Podcast. And speaking of rants, Chelsea Green and Mickey James go head-to-head Thursday night on Impact, but they go head-to-head right now on the Busted Open Podcast. We do look at women's wrestling completely different now, 7 years later.
Oh, 1,000%. Well, I'm glad that, you know, from the wrestling audience and from a corporation standpoint, not all of them, but it was definitely a massive movement forward for WWE to step up and start booking the women as equals, in a sense, yeah. You know, so it's amazing to see how far we've come since then, and all the things from evolution to empower to, you know, we can't, you know, I always say that Impact has always been doing the women right. So it's
since
just cool to see those
for a while,
opportunities,
yeah,
be, you know, distributed among all wrestling platforms. Right. And the girls, all four of those girls, like, what a career all four of them have had so far. And it's not even halfway through.
It's
with
true.
The exception of Paige, who retired last week. So,
well, officially. I mean, she's gone from the WWE. I have a sneaky suspicion, hopefully, if she's healthy enough to get back into the ring. She's still
right.
Very young. But Mickey, you're a part of this, you know, evolution and revolution as well. Like, how does it feel for yourself? And you're still, you know, competing at a high level. You have a big confrontation with Chelsea Green, who's going to join us later on in the show tomorrow night on Impact. How do you feel to be a part of really the foundation of what we're seeing right now?
You know, honestly, like, for me, the foundation started before me. So it's weird, like, when you get that posed that question, because I think that we've all, every female in the business, hopefully, but and from my perspective, it's always been the main goal is, like, to create change and to make a change to where we are seen as this more of equals. So I never, like, go like, oh, I'm a big part of that, you know, because I felt like there was a lot of women who did a lot of work prior to me that don't really get the credit that they deserve. There was a lot of women in my generation of wrestling, from Beth and Melina and Jillian Hall, who I feel like don't necessarily get the credit they deserve. And then there was that transitional period of out of, like, where we'd really started to get some momentum behind women's wrestling on WWE programming. And then it went back five steps, you know, with the Diva search and all of that stuff. And then it took a lot to grow back out of that for women to be seen as legitimate competitors again. So I'm just glad that we've fast forward now to where women are having, you know, Texas death matches and main eventing the shows, from WrestleManias to pay-per-views to even you know, the weekly programming. It's just, it's a cool place to be, you know, and I felt like it's just been the literal evolution of change to get here. So
yeah,
I would never take credit for something that huge, you know,
but you know what, Mickey, but you're a part of it. And I think that's important to talk about, because I don't know if you can just name one person, but definitely there are several women that are a big part of what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Mickey, I mean, you're one of the last to cross all the different versions of the transition for women in wrestling. You're one of that those last people that have been a part of all of it.
Which
is unique.
I know. It is unique. And when I do remember, like, Dreamer, I don't know, even going back to Norfolk Scope Arena when I had my ECW tryout, and I remember then I was so green. I was so young in the business, but I was more of a valet then. But I remember distinctly being like, if I want to be taken seriously in this business, I need to be better than the boys, because I need to be better than all my male competitors to be taken seriously, because women were still looked at as, if they were beautiful, as eye candy, as valet manager material. They weren't really looked at it in the competitive form. And I wasn't a Jazz where I was jacked and like impressive looking, where I looked like I could kick a guy's ass. So I'm like, I have to be better than everybody else if anybody's going to ever take me seriously. So that was always the goal. Right. And I think that even you would say to me then, like, you just have to leave the, like, what is the best end goal? It is like, just leave the business better than you found it. Right. And so that's always been the end goal for all of us. I would hope, and not just for yourself, but for everyone.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Jazz, and I'm glad that we had the opportunity to have Jazz on the show last week, because I feel like almost she's underrated when you look at the history of women's wrestling and how, and really how groundbreaking she was. And I'm glad that we're able to have her on and talk about that, because she is definitely one of those innovators.
Oh, 1000%. I think that she's someone who gets looked over a lot. Even when you talk to Trish, when Trish talks about one of her favorite opponents in the Jazz is always in her list of favorite people, because I think Jazz brought Trish up to that in-ring level and demanded a lot out of her. And I don't really know why that is. She kind of gets, when she mentioned that she was the first African-American women's champion, I was like, what? That's something that I felt like should be in history books. Like, we talk about first evers all the time in like the history books. And why is that not talked about really? It was pretty, that was like a real thing for me, where I go, like, I walked away from last week going like, that really bothers me that we don't celebrate that more a little bit.
Absolutely.
Not even a little bit, but I'm just trying to, you know, I was pretty hot.
No, like, that's something. No, but like, you know, that's something as a wrestling fan, when you ask that question, immediately the answer should be Jazz, and it's not. And you're right. Like, the fact that you, Mickey James, was like taken back by that when she mentioned that in the interview last week tells you everything that should be reminded about. There should be vignettes about it. People
celebrated.
Should be talking about it. Yes, it should be celebrated.
I'm Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and host of Black Diamonds, a SiriusXM original podcast. Right now on your podcast feed, I'm telling the story of the great Satchel Paige with Guardians pitcher Tristan McKenzie.
To know what he meant to the city of Cleveland, it's huge to know that I could just drag on his coattails a little bit and feel like I'm a part of his legacy.
Don't miss Black Diamonds, available now on the SXM app, included with all of our trials and popular plans, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Guess who's back?
Guess who's back? Don! Don LaGreca.
There he is.
Who's the host?
You got me?
Yes, we do. We have you, Don, host on the Michael Kay Show that you can listen to each and every day, Monday through Friday, on ESPN Radio in New York. Also available here on SiriusXM. Also, my brother does a great job with the New York Rangers. So, Don, welcome to the show. Appreciate the time this morning.
I'm very, very happy to be a part of this program, as they say in the South.
We're happy to have you. Another viral video that just a LaGreca rant. I got to ask because I got both of you in the room. Were you guys like, was your dad like either super religious or where you couldn't like explode, or was like there was a lot of violence in the house? Because like this pent up rage over certain topics really, really. It's alarming. I love it. I love when Dave goes nuts, but I also I worry about when you go nuts. I really do. I think you may like you go nuts, dude. I've never seen it.
Well, it's good to get that out, right? Nobody wants to see that kind of rage stay inside. I think it does more damage if you keep it inside. Let it out. That's healthy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Steve Dubinskis, and my brother knows Steve Duby. We grew up with him. He lives out in California, and he, of course, got the video, and he sent it's like, your dad would have loved it. I started thinking about dad, Dave, like, and I think we have a lot of his qualities. We're like, dad was like a normal guy and it didn't take a lot to set him off. But when he got set off, it was a nuclear explosion. And I kind of think that's the way it is with us, is that they were mild mannered. We don't let things bother us. But when it does get under our skin, it's a rage and it's fun to do. And I don't know about you, Dave, but I think old school, right? When he like went through that debate and he blacked out and doesn't remember what he said. Like sometimes after it's over, like I hear cuts of it back and I don't even remember saying those things. Like sometimes I'm in such a rage that I kind of like just black out for a second.
Yeah, and Mickey and Tommy and for the nation, and obviously we're diving in about the La Greca Rage. And you can get, by the way, you can get my new hot sauce at lagrecasrage.com. There's still a few bottles available. But like my dad, because you bring up my father, and that's, I'm glad that you did, because my dad, like, I would get an F, you know, which happened from time to time. And my dad was like, you know what, Dave, you just got to do better. And then, like, I get fired from a job that I had. And he's like, come on, Dave, you got to take things a little bit more serious. And then Aaron Pierce would drop a pass from Phil Sims. And my dad would be screaming like it's the end of the world. I think there's, like, some kind of frayed connection when it comes to La Greca's where we get But Tommy, and this is why I know Tommy's the one that wanted you on today, Don, because obviously, you know, you don't listen to the show. So I banned you from the show years ago.
I listened on Friday. I sent in my top five video games and I got eggs. I got nothing back.
Yeah. But Tommy, as you know, you never know what's going to rile us up. But Tommy, you kind of do. You know what's going to get under our skin, especially me. You know what kind of, because as soon as a caller brings something up or a co-host brings something up, right away Tommy looks at me because he knows what's going to make me explode.
Well, I want to kind of like maybe see if I could get a rant off, see who nation thinks like explodes better, because you guys are very, very passionate about things you love, and that's very, very cool. So, David, I was having this conversation with Mickey. Because I was like, Mickey, well, you know, you're newer to the show, but you haven't seen the real La Greca. You've heard about it.
Right.
But you haven't seen it. So I'm going to turn it over to our other host. She's like Bambi. She's this beautiful deer, so innocent. And there's no way that we could rile you up, David. So let's see if Mickey.
That's tough. Mickey, I can't see Mickey riling me up. I can't.
I don't know. I've seen clips of both of you riled up and it's kind of terrifying. So I was just going to say how much I enjoyed the Sting appearance.
The Sting appearance?
Yes.
At WrestleMania.
At WrestleMania.
The Sting appearance at WrestleMania 31 you're talking about?
Yes.
When a member of the NWO, I mean, you're talking about NWO Sting all of a sudden. The NWO coming down and saving Sting, which makes absolutely no fucking sense whatsoever, because really it was it. Sting that went up against the NWO. So in what world would the NWO be saving Sting, Mickey? Have you watched wrestling before? Do you know anything about pro wrestling? I don't know. The Monday Night Wars was what? The biggest time in this business? The NWO was the biggest faction. Who went up against the NWO? Sting. What was one of the biggest main events in Starrcade history? Hogan, Hollywood Hogan, NWO Hogan against Sting. And then the NWO is actually going to come down and save Sting. In what world does that make sense? And by the way, Mickey, not that you asked about it, but I'll include it, is why the hell did Triple H, of all people, have to go over Sting at WrestleMania? The poor guy, for years, wouldn't come to the WWE because he was afraid he was going to get squashed by the WWE. Because that's all the WWE, as all these legends from WCW came in, they got squashed one by one. So let's bring in Sting and have him lose at WrestleMania 31 to fucking Triple H. And by the way, what happened with Triple H? A mere 20 minutes later, after that match, he's in the ring with his wife Stephanie in a suit like he wasn't even in a match. Poor Sting is still hydrating in the back while Triple H is in there. No selling the legend, the icon Sting. Is that what you wanted to talk about, Mickey?
Yes.
Poor Mickey. I apologize for my brother.
Yes.
Now,
but you saw that escalate. You really saw like where.
In what fucking world would the NWO come down and save Sting? Now, and why? And let me add. No, wait, Don. Hold on a second, Don. Hold on. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know wrestling. Why would Triple H then have to go? I have to go over Sting. Fuck the fans. Fuck everybody that actually wanted to see Sting succeed in the WWE. Let's cut off his balls. Night one at WrestleMania 31. Go ahead, Mickey. Sorry.
Well, just because she was a fan of that. So, Dave, just take a break because his migraine's happening.
I just...
For Don, you know, I was talking to your brother, and we all know that I like the Mets and the Yankees, and you know, I've been to... I understand that. And I go to a lot of games, and I pretty much like every team. And yes, I have my favorites, but I'm also a big collector of memorabilia, and I have just received, and it was an awesome purchase, an Aaron Judge autographed jersey. And I think it's awesome. And it's one of my favorite things that I currently have. And I'm thinking of taking down my Reggie Jackson autographed jersey and replacing it with Aaron Judge jersey.
Well, I was just wondering, when you wrestled, did they give out participation belts? Like, oh, you showed up, so let's give you a belt because we want everybody to win. We want to root for everybody.
Right.
That's the problem I have with I love all the teams. I love the Mets. I love the Yankees. Pick a team. It's so fraudulent that somebody could just root for both teams. So you're always going to be happy. Oh, if the Mets are bad, I'll just root for the Yankees. Oh, the Yankees are bad, I'll just root for the Mets. Pick a team. I mean, wrestling is about the heel, right? And the baby face. It's not all heel. It's not all baby face. Otherwise, nobody would want to watch wrestling. It'd be ridiculous. Yep. Let's have participation trophy. Oh, Tommy Dreamer showed up. Give him a belt. We don't want to hurt his feelings and not give him a belt. Let's give him a belt because we don't want him to cry that he came all this way and didn't win. Uh-huh. When you root for multiple teams, you don't want to lose. You want to be happy all the time. That's no way to go through life.
Nope.
You got to pay taxes. You got to pay your bills. You're going to lose loved ones. That's life. Life isn't supposed to be all rainbows and cherries and strawberries. It's supposed to be bad times and good times. When you root for multiple teams, it's like, I don't want to lose. I don't want my feelings hurt. You're a professional wrestler, Tommy. You are a great professional wrestler. No participation trophies. No, just always nice enough to show up. Let's give him a belt. Let's all cheer for him. Don't boo him. He might cry.
Yep.
That's what I think of when I think of you rooting for multiple teams. And can Judge win something first? You're taking out Reggie Jackson, 3 home runs in a World Series game on 3 pitches, and you're taking Reggie Jackson down for Aaron Judge, who might be a Met next year, who might be an Astro next year, who might be a Giant next year.
Yep.
Then what are you going to do?
And Don,
all great
how about
football
this?
Teams. All great football teams.
They are.
She's right. We don't want to lose her, Dave. Let's all have the game final score be 14-14, and we'll all hold hands and walk off the field and sing Kumbaya.
Yeah, the real winners are the fans. Here's the other thing, Don, is that he showed me, he took a picture, because he already put it up. He already took down the Reggie Jackson jersey, put up the Aaron Judge jersey, and at first I thought
they
spelled
it. Judge on the back? Is it 99 with Judge on the back?
Judge is on the back.
Don't tell me that you have
Judge
on the back.
Judge is on the back. It says his name on the back of the jersey.
No!
Yep.
Oh, come on! Do you even know what you're doing?
Nope.
They don't put the name on the back.
I know, but it's a nice
thing. Like, you're a tourist. You're a tourist. That's what you are. You're stumbling into Milwaukee from Des Moines, Iowa, not knowing where you are. When you have the name on the back of the jersey, you're stumbling around Manhattan looking at the skyscrapers, just surprised that they built a building so high. I can't believe they built that. How did they do that? How did they build something that's over 30 stories tall? Where I'm from, we trip over the buildings. That's what it looks like when you have a name on the back. Wow. Tell me you're joking.
Wow.
I'm not.
I just learned something new. Wait, so people don't have their names on the back of their jerseys?
Yankees tradition doesn't have it, but they do it for people like myself that like sports memorabilia, and it's nice.
99. He's 99, Tommy. Are you not going to be able to figure out it's Judge? He's 100 feet tall. He wears number 99. Do I really need to see Judge on the back? I wonder if that's Aaron Judge. He's a full foot taller than everybody else. He's wearing 99. Oh, good thing he put Judge on the back. I would have thought it was Wayne Gretzky.
I don't know.
Well,
I think Don needs to calm down. I think he's getting a little too.
Hey, listen, I gotta go. I got an appointment with the cardiologist. Oh, I think it's good.
Sorry.
Good luck.
No, but I think it's good because, right, you want to go. It's like I use this this meeting as like having the donut on the bat, right? And now I go to see the cardiologist, and he'll know like what I can take. What'd you do today? I don't know. I screamed at my brother and Tommy Dreamer for 20 minutes.
Hi, Mickey James.
And Mickey, I'm sorry. Nice. I don't know Mickey.
It's okay.
Nice to meet you, Mickey.
So nice to meet you.
Man, the thing with the eye, that's rough.
The creepy doll eye. You don't like that either.
Oh. That's so creepy.
Welcome to my world.
Well, Don, good luck at the cardiologist, and I appreciate it. Maybe you can listen on your way
there. Tommy, don't beat me up, Tommy. Hopefully you can come to my softball. I don't know if my brother invited you yet. I'd love to see you. I think you're great. Mickey, it was a pleasure meeting you. David, I love you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Don LaGreca, good luck at the cardiologist appointment.
Hey, everyone. Lindsay Rhodes here. And if you're obsessed with the NFL like I am, you're going to love my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, where we're joined by great guests like the legendary Reggie Wayne. Still waiting on that Hall of Fame call.
You know you'll get in. I just hope and pray I don't have much more gray than I have right now, you know, before they call me. Just know whenever I do get that phone call, it's going to be a celebration. It's going to be a party for sure.
New episodes are released every Thursday. Listen on the SXM app and wherever you stream your podcasts.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eat badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. It's the best thing when I'm looking out for my nutrition and my dietary needs. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Access TV. If you don't have Access TV, no problem. Subscribe to Impact Plus because we are going to see these two together. We got them on the air right now. And that is our host, Mickey James, and our guest, Chelsea Green. Chelsea, good morning to you. Thanks for the time.
You're welcome. I debated not showing up because I definitely had better things to do, like shop on Amazon Prime today. However, I'm going to give you a couple minutes of my time because I see my good old pal Mick is here, and I wouldn't just chatting with her and having a one-sided combo.
Oh, is that why you special requested today only? I see.
Dave,
you can't get enough of me. She can't get enough of me.
Well, ladies, let's just kind of how we had to do it with Tasha Steeles. Let's try to show some professionalism.
Always.
And then you could also do like Tasha when Mickey's not here, just talk shit about her. So that's really, really good to do.
Perfect.
Maybe you could come in as a host one day.
Oh, I see. I see.
That's what happens, Mickey. Welcome to the wrestling industry.
welcome to wrestling, easily replaceable.
And I understand this is a sore subject, especially with Mickey, because of the betrayal that we saw. But hey, if I can interview Raven, you could be in here talking with Chelsea.
I'm going to be respectful and I'm going to let her have her opinions.
Even though we just purposely made two men go off and yell at each other. So, David, why don't you take it away here?
Hey, you know what? It's funny how, like, yes, we're screaming and yelling, but cooler heads can prevail. And we're going to get that right here. And I mentioned what's going to take place, Chelsea, tomorrow night on Impact Wrestling. So what exactly will, in your opinion, because you are opinionated, will take place tomorrow night on Impact Wrestling?
Well, I already told the world we have had enough Mickie James. Look, I loved Mickie in her prime era, but now it's the hot mess era, and Mickie James just keeps coming back. I thought I was. I'm just going to talk like she's not in my bottom right hand corner right now. I feel like I took care of the Mickie James issue in Impact Wrestling, as did my partners, the major players, and then she came back. Why does she always come back, Dave? Damn it.
Because you know why? Because, and I think Chelsea, even you have to agree, because Mickey's a legend. You know, Mickey is a fighter. You know, Mickey can't stay down for too long. Mickey's always going to get back up and want to fight.
Trust me, I know that. You can't keep her down for too long because it's like 1 month later and she's back and I have to do it all over again. I am more than happy to do it all over again. Don't get me wrong, but this time has to be the last time. That's what I'm vowing to myself and to my dedicated and loving fans at Impact Wrestling. This will be the last time.
Let me ask you something seriously now. Mickey and you were friends, and
I thought we were friends.
Understood,
Thomas.
And then
you should know better, Mickey. This is wrestling. Hello.
I should have known.
We also
better.
Like you were friends with, of course, Deanna. What made you kind of like do what you did to Mickey? Somebody who, like, you know, was very, very giving to the younger talent, also offering advice, all that stuff. But like, what made you like, hey, I don't like you? Like, because I mean, hey, in real life, friendships get thrown aside.
Okay. First of all, this is show business, okay. Tommy Dreamer, not show friendship. Second of all, who's to say this wasn't the plan from the beginning? I mean, look, that's one thing that I will give Mickey is she's a very friendly human being. She has a lot of friends in the locker room, but maybe that was her downfall this time. I'm just saying, not everyone can be your friend, and I'm not looking to make friends. I'm looking to win championships and get to the top and make the most money I can and get the hell out of here.
Mickey, your thoughts going into this match this Thursday?
You know, I'm just, first off, let's face it, there's no love lost between Chelsea and I, especially after everything that she's done.
You think there ever will be?
Well, it's wrestling, so you can never say never, right? Worse friendships have been healed, if you will. However, this one's like, it's pretty personal, I think. And I think I took it really personal because I'm going to talk like she's not in the bottom corner as well. I honestly believe Chelsea was a star, and I believe so much in her.
Is a star, I think she meant to say. Anyway, go ahead.
Again, she's not here. And so I put a lot of faith and a lot of love into Chelsea and just kind of watching her and just to kind of have that turn. You know that these things happen in wrestling, and you always say, oh, it's not going to happen to me or this one. And people had already said, like, you got to watch that one. You can't trust that one. She's only out for herself. She only cares about herself. But I genuinely believed in the best of Chelsea, and I was wrong. And that really, that's the most painful bit, because I was so wrong, and I don't know how I could have been so wrong. But also this whole like, oh, I need to go away and retire and all the bullshit, just completely disregarding the fact of like how much I did legitimately try to lift her up. You know, it really, it's heartbreaking. But I mean, Chelsea, you couldn't put on my freaking right boot, much less lace my left boot. So you think that you are going to be the end of Mickie James, honey? You got another thing coming. Okay. So tomorrow is just a little chapter, end of a little chapter of you and I.
I have already dug the grave. I've made the tombstone. All I have to do is kick Mickie into it and throw a couple little piles of dirt on there. And my job is done. Okay. My job is done. This is a long time coming, people. A long time coming. Mickie James needs to stay on her farm, tending to her goddamn potatoes and her child, and let the present and the future of Impact Wrestling do their job.
Well, step up to my level of talent. How about that?
I don't want to tend to potatoes and be a wrestler, Mickie James, okay?
I don't want to tend to potatoes either.
I think somebody's going to throw some potatoes.
I'm going to throw a lot of them, all the potatoes. I'm bringing Idaho with me.
Look, Mickie James did say one thing that was true. And that is, in wrestling, you can never say never. But my master plan has worked. And you may think that I was smart from the get, but I've had a plan all along, as did my good tag team member and best friend, Deonna Purrazzo. And we have pulled this shit off so unbelievably well that all of you guys have sat and watched in anticipation. And this is the final chapter tomorrow. The final chapter Thursday night on Impact is me ending Mickie James for the foreseeable future. I'll say that.
I got one last question, then I'll just be quiet and I'll let David or Mickie speak. You say about best friends, I'm kind of a person where if like you're my best friend, I can only have one. Everyone else I am close friend, super duper tight.
Good
I
friends.
Love that person, good friends. But you say Deonna Purrazzo is your best friend. And I don't know if this is an argument I need to have with her or I need to have with you. But then I also understand that she's best friends because I follow you both on social media. I may unfollow you recently. That she's also best friends with Britt Baker.
Can't have two best friends.
Be quiet.
No, it's the trio. It's the trio.
That's not best friends. There's
that's not best.
Two best friends and then one. That's like a tricycle. That's like
I think you guys,
one's a bigger wheel, the big wheel.
Like many things in your life and things that come out of your mouth, you guys are living in the past.
Okay.
Right.
2022, you can have more than one best friend. You could even have more than one boyfriend or girlfriend now at this
rate. Love that.
I mean, the
doing
world
that since
is
the 90s.
That's not anything new.
Honey, I had 12 bridesmaids and they were all my best friends. So I actually am probably one of the most loved people in wrestling, really, if we're going to talk about how many best friends I have.
Oh,
okay. You think I'm just hanging on a word then?
Yeah.
Or just older philosophies because I'm 51 years old.
I think you are. Yes. Yes. What you said. Old philosophies.
Well, your husband, his best friend is Brian Myers.
Right.
My husband doesn't have any best friends. I'm his best friend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how can you be your husband's best friend and then her 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 best friend as well? See, they all can't be your best friend, Chow Chow. That's just being fake is what that is. That's what that new thing is, being fake, because you can only have one best friend that you confide in, that you trust with your whole heart, that you could tell everything to and do anything with. And you guys can ride or die together like Thelma and Louise. And for me, that would be my sister. That would be my best friend in that respect. And then there's my good friends, my great friends. you know,
and your husband,
but they don't know where the bodies are buried, including yours.
Come. Whoa.
Well, Deanna and Britt are both going to know where your body is buried.
Oh, good. I hope they help dig the hole. Better be a diamond encrusted little headstone.
And also, Chelsea said that Matt Cardona's best friend is Chelsea. She never said Chelsea's best friend is Matt Cardona. Just
I did. I didn't want to specify that. But yes, that's exactly what I said, is that I am his best friend. He is one of many best friends of mine.
He's got a lot of best friends.
Australia. Are you tired? You look fabulous for not really sleeping.
You know what? I just also want to put it out there. I want the whole world to know this. I have worked 15 of the last 30 days. I am booked and busy while Mick has been tending to her potatoes. I've been traveling across the world being an international superstar.
I'm so proud of you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I remember when I had to do that.
Whoa. Wow. Well, you know what? Let's keep it like, let's keep it for now. Let's keep it low key, because
is that the most really you ever wrestled in a row?
Wow, Tommy really does like to kind of just ignite stuff, doesn't he?
No, I'm asking a serious question. The most I've ever wrestled in a row.
I will say, you,
that's Tommy Dreamer, I have wrestled on the Canadian tours. Mm-hmm.
Like every day in a row. I'm asking a serious question.
Yes, I'm
just the most you have.
The Canadian prairies, which I think was 6 days in a row. Maybe. Maybe eight.
Mickey, what was yours?
The most 8 days in a row? There's only 7 days in a week.
Twice on Sunday.
Maybe, yeah.
How many times have you wrestled in a row? What was your record?
Oh, gosh. I feel like those...
The European tours.
The European tours where there would be...
Mine was 23.
Yeah, and it was sandwiched between... It would be you start the TV, you start at Raw, and then you have the travel day, and then it was 2 weeks... back to back to back to back to back, including every the night. TVs in between there. And then you'd fly back. So you'd get the day off to fly back after the 2 week tour, get the day off in Jersey, typically somewhere like that.
Easy.
And then
like, what are you talking about? Wait a second. Wait a second.
TV again.
What's with
maybe
the eye roll?
Chelsea's wait got a reason to turn on Mickey.
Wait right a second there. Here. Wait a second. What's with the eye roll when you mention Jersey? Jersey just happens to be the nothing... best state in this great country is
okay,
New Jersey.
David, no offense. I know you're biased and you're from there and all, but there's nothing worse in the world.
I choose to stay here, by the
when
way.
You fly back from like a country, like different countries, and they have all this history and beautiful buildings and all the great things. And then you fly into like literally into the armpit of America and just hang out, you know, and just sort of like, oh, and here's Jersey. Welcome to America.
Chelsea,
you know what?
I can't wait, Chelsea, to watch this match between you and Mickey tomorrow night. I hope.
Dave, tell the listeners, whose team are you on? Team Hot Mat or Team Hardcore Country?
Hardcore, not Jersey.
Let me just say, wait a second, Tommy, wait a second here. I got to finish. I got to answer Chelsea's question because honestly, after those remarks from Mickey, I'm on Team Chelsea. There's and I will say this. I will say this.
What do you have? Five best friends?
Let me tell you something.
One
on
being
Friday
me.
Morning, on Friday morning, we're going to open up the show on Friday with this talking about this match tomorrow night. And I have a feeling, Mickey, when I'm talking about this match on Friday morning, right here on Busted Open, we're going to be talking about a Chelsea Green victory. And who knows? Maybe Chelsea might be 100% right. Maybe that's the last time, Mickey, that you were going to see you for a while on TV. And then maybe in that time while you're out of pro wrestling, maybe you should take a little vacation. And maybe you should go to New Jersey and see the great sights in New Jersey, because you won't be able to get into the ring because of what Chelsea's going to do to you tomorrow night on Impact Wrestling. Chelsea Green, thank you so much for joining us here on Busted
That's
Open.
Raider.
Bye.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks the SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.